The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amir al-Mu'mineen's early life in Medina was not that easy financially. And so during the early days, Amir al-Mu'mineen was not, we would not use the term affluent as in that way. But during the time of the three Khulafa, 23 to 24 years, Amir al-Mu'mineen was busy. Not on the political issues. He was busy in what is known as reviving the barren lands between Medina and Rabigh towards Mecca. And I talked about it, you know, in detail in one of the Ramadan majalis a few years ago. And I think maybe there is a time sometimes to repeat that because I don't think everybody would remember the details of it. But it's worth studying that part of Ali's life. In Islamic laws, there is a concept that if there is a land which is not owned by individuals, so it's not a private property, and it is a barren land where you cannot do any cultivation, if you are able to revive that, it's called Ihya al-Mawat, reviving the dead land or the barren land, that actually becomes your property as long as you work on it and the produce comes out. And Amir al-Mu'mineen used to go to those areas where it was desert area, mostly, you know, there was no source of water. And he, with his own hand, will start digging wells. And he will, you know, basically go very deep down until the water comes out. And once the source of water was there, then he would start planting palm trees, the seeds for that. And in a few years, you know, the trees came up and started giving dates, khurma. And this is not just one, two, three in the backyard or the front yard of our home. We are talking about, you know, huge parcels of lands. There is an area when you go from Medina towards Mecca for, you know, your Umrah or Hajj, you pass by an area known as Rabigh. This was an area where Amir al-Mu'mineen dug five water wells. It means at five, you know, good distances. It must be a large area. And he planted, you know, palm trees there and asked one of his slaves that I make you in charge to take care of it. You stay here with your family. Work for 5 years and then you are free. And you can use the produce for yourself. But then he says, there was a portion of it, a large portion, he says, this is for sadaqah and charity. And this is not only there, even outside, you know, the city of Medina itself, even now if you Google, go to the Google Maps on Medina, you will see one of the suburbs of Medina. It says Abyar Ali. Abyar is plural of Be'er. Be'er means water well. Abyar Ali means the water wells of Ali. It means even near Medina, Rasulullah, Amir al-Mu'mineen would go and dig the water wells. And still that name, that area is now known as Abyar Ali. In Rabigh, I was told by one of the ulama, he said, when you go there and stop, if your car or bus, you know, stops there, go and ask for buy water water bottle. He says, look at the label there. It says Be'er Ali. Means the water well of Ali. Means those water wells dug by Ali 1400 years ago are still the source of water in that area. And he said, I have made these water wells as waqf, an endowment for the travelers and the Hujjaj caravan who passed by this area. And there were many other plantations where he would dedicate a portion for charity and the rest to maintain his own family. This was the source of the revenue of Ali and his children. And it continued till the days of the sixth Imam. Maybe even later on, because in studying their history, the further I could go was, you know, there was a dispute between the descendants of Hassan and Hussein. Who will be the trustee or the custodian of that endowment of Ali? It means those areas were still in the hands of the children of Ali. And it was producing revenue. And so by the time the Muslims 24 years or 25 years after Ghadir, exactly by the day on the 18th of Zulhijjah, 25 years after Ghadir, when the Muslims came to the door of Ali. And they said, Ali, we don't want anyone now but you. And at that time when Amir al-Mu'mineen, you know, accepted to become their Khalifa and their leader, the very first speech he gave, and I want to relate this with the source of revenue that he had. He says to them, Inni hamilukum ala minhaj nabiyyikum, that I'm going to take you back on the path of your prophet or the sunnah of the prophet. MashaAllah, people are known as Ahlul Sunnah. But Ali realizes in that 24 years, they had deviated from the minhaj and the sunnah of the prophet. He says, Inni hamilukum, I will carry you onto the minhaj of Rasulullah. And what was his minhaj? One of the main things he says that Rasulullah, whenever he distributed the Baytul Mal, the public treasury among Muslims, he distributed that equally. Arab, non-Arabs, Qurayshi, Ghairi Qurayshi, Muhajir, Ansar, doesn't matter. Everyone would be treated equally here. Master or slave. All the problems Amir al-Mu'mineen faced after that was because of that. Because all those who were used to the privileges in the last three administrations, they didn't like that. But then he makes a comment here. He says, remember, I will follow the same tradition of Rasulullah in distributing the Baytul Mal as long as I have a cluster of dates from my palm trees. I will not take my own share from Baytul Mal. So remember, a person who is depriving himself of his own share, don't expect from him to give you more than your share. But these words, as long as I have a cluster of dates coming from my palm trees. You wouldn't understand this khutbah until you look what he was doing in the last 20 to 23 years. You know, reviving the barren lands, and this became a source of income for him. So by the time Amir al-Mu'mineen now becomes Khalifatul Muslimin, ruler of the Muslim Empire, now he is an affluent and rich person. But this is where we say he is Imam al-Muttaqeen. A person who has a huge source of income, now that he is becoming the ruler of the Muslims, he decides to live a simple life. You know, many times we talk about Amir al-Mu'mineen, he was a very simple man, lived a simple life. It's not because of poverty. It was by choice. He had. Actually, the children were still living comfortably. But he himself, as the ruler of the Muslims, decided that no, I will live a simple life so that the most poor person in the Muslim Ummah and the Muslim Empire would be able to relate to me.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.